Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. Today is the 21st of January, 2018, and we're live this evening. I just wanted to share a couple of things with the brethren out there and encouragement. Again, here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, you can call in at 646-668-2636. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. Also, we encourage you to reach out to us on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page. You can inbox us, send us an update for your upcoming men's event for 2019. We're here, we're in January here, almost through the month of January. And as you plan your men's events, we encourage you to share with us here in the local Baltimore, D.C. area. Also, any events you may be having. That you might be having at your church locally and help share it with us and even get the word out and encourage others to be part of it. Amen. And also always, this year of 2019, as we begin a new season, a new year of broadcasts and discussions, we pray that we invite our elders and men, come on, be part of the program, be part of the talk panel, be part of discussion, the issues that affect us as men of God, as men in the community, men in the church, and in our homes, as we are called by God to lead in the church, in the home, and community, and also deal with some of the issues that may be the underlying issues that keep us from fulfilling the full true purpose of what God created us and walk in our Christian biblical manhood. Amen. Well, first, we're going to open up today. I'm going to open up with prayer and thanksgiving, and then we're going to go into a conversation. I'm going to share with my listening audience here, again, for the New Year prayer that was given at a men's conference, I believe, it was last year with the Men's Discipleship Network conference. It was held in New York City at the Christian Cultural Center, and I attended. I just wanted to share this prayer to start us off this year as we begin again to be able to speak into the lives of men and encourage you. Amen. First, God, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for saving me, Lord. And I thank you. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for me. Thank you, God, for the gospel of truth, God. Thank you for your word that is truth, God. Thank you for your word, oh, God, that I live my life by, oh, God. Thank you, God, that you have sent your word that you may reveal yourself to mankind, God, every man, woman, and child, God, to be able to hear the simplicity of the gospel, oh, God, and understand what must they do to be saved. Father, we ask you to continue to use me, use those in my church family, God, those in my community, Lord God, those in my circle of influence, God. I lift those brothers up to you, Lord God. I lift up my family, my wives, my children, grandchildren, God. And Father, continue, God, to use your people, your true church, oh God. No matter what goes on, no matter what the enemy tries to do to savant and hinder the church's message of love, of grace, of redemption, Lord God. We know, God, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, within your believers, within your people, your true church, God, that you will prevail. Father, we wait for the return of your Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us all back into your presence for eternity. Continue to watch over me and my family. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, tonight, real quickly, brothers, I just wanted to share something again to set the tone for what we're coming up. Again, this was a prayer that was given, that was handed out to the brothers at Men's Discipleship Network Conference on 2018. So let me get right into it. And I encourage you, if you go on Facebook or Twitter, it issues Men's Talk on Twitter, or if you reach out to us on Facebook and inboxes, I can send you a copy of the prayer, and you can share it with the brothers in your circle. Amen. Prayer begins, Abba Father, my God, my Lord, good morning. Thank you for hearing my prayer, for being interested in the thoughts and concern of my heart this day. Who am I, Lord, that you think of me all day long? I am your son, coming to you, Abba, to hear your voice again today. Father, in spite of my struggles to put off the old man, you still make me clean, holy, and acceptable to you. Through your begotten Son, my Savior, brother, and friend Jesus, by his sacrificial love on the cross, he exchanged my sinful old man for a righteous new man. I am now accepted, affirmed, and approved by you. I am in awe that your gentleness has made me great. You told me I am your son, and you enjoy talking with me. Lord Jesus, I enter into today's workplace thanking you for the gift you have given me because you love me. Wherever the flame of my gifts has dwindled, I pray that you strengthen me. As I fan the flame of these gifts by setting my mind on spirit-filled manhood, I earnestly desire and ask this day for an extra measure of a sound mind, of self-control, of strength, of sacrificial love, of sonship. I receive this now by your Holy Spirit to restore firmly, fix, strengthen, and establish me in your love. By authority in Christ, I renounce any feelings left of unworthiness, guilt, or regret by the power of the cross. I now step firmly into trusting your will to co-labor with me in my work today that I may bring you glory. I now believe and confess to possess the spirit of a sound mind as I chose to set my mind on your will and word as reality. I am focused and content. I am a focused and content man whose mind is orderly, whole, and guarded by the peace of Christ. I receive your spirit of self-control as I chose by the discipline of grace to say no to any lazy, sinful, or destructive thoughts that hinder me or lead me into temptation. By your authority, I held captivity every thought till it obeys your word. I practice this till it becomes natural in me. I choose to exchange affections of this world for my affections for you. Father, I am a consistent and self-controlled man. I receive your spirit of strength, the power in me, used for your glory. I choose to courageously trust your kindness as I confidently walk and work as though your strength is in me, whether I feel it, see it, or not. Almighty Father, I receive your spirit of love as I choose to live and love as a sacrificial man and put my wife, children, and brothers' needs before mine. For no greater love has any man than he put his own desires in submission to that of another. I receive your spirit of sonship, Abba, as your father acceptance and approval of me overwhelms my intellect and divinely disarms doubt in my mind, in my heart. I choose to accept your forgiveness and your covenant of love for me, which esteems me as a successful son of the King of the universe, who is my Father. I am a chosen son in whom you are well pleased. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I just wanted to share that with you and share that with the brothers in encouragement, a prayer that who we are in Christ, that we are praying for a sound mind, self-control, strength, sacrificial love, and the sonship of God, and that we can walk. So, brothers, I encourage you today to walk in that love, to walk in your commitment, and walk and know that Christ saved you for a purpose and a plan and a reason for your life. And no matter what you've gone through, going through, or what's coming around the bend, that God is with you and he loves you. So, brother, I just want to encourage you with that word this evening to continue to strengthen those out there and speak a word. Again, my name is Deacon Thomas Farr. This is Issues Christian Men's Talk. We're here live every Monday at 8 p.m., every Thursday at 8 p.m., and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And coming into the new year, we encourage and invite you to come and join the conversations on the different topics that we're going to be discussing. We talk about marriage issues. We talk about pornography, sexual lust. We talk about desires. We talk about what it is to be a man that lives upright. You know, how does it feel to be brought out of a situation and now be living in the peace and grace of God? We want to encourage you because we don't want to take anything for granted. And we know every day is a new challenge, a new opportunity to glorify him. So, brothers, be blessed. Be blessed for the new year. Set a vision, set a purpose for your house, set a vision for and a purpose for your home, set a vision and a purpose for yourself. What do you want to accomplish to glorify God in this upcoming year? For the rest of these next 12 months, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? What does God put on your heart? We encourage every man out there to pray and seek God, seek the wisdom of God, that he may use you. Glorify him. Amen, and God bless you.